Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud.
Would you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Local!
Our band is actually from the surrounding media metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
This is a sign that it's live radio, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My friends, excuse me. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I like I'm busting through the studio. I'm joined by Misha and Jamie of Witchburn, and Misha's given me the sign like, I think the show was started. You know, and it would help if the darn host of the show was here in time, but I'm here now. My special guest tonight for Loud and Local, Witchburn in the house.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, right now we've just got ourselves a fun little ladies' party.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
It's but ladies' night for Loud and Local.
We do have the testosterone heading.
Yes, we've got Dana Sims on drums, going to be rolling up here shortly. Ooh, my heart is racing from just running around the corner. See what happens on a 3-day weekend. You know, things get loose around here. All right, so it's been far too long since I've had you wonderful dear friends in studio for Loud and Local, but the reason that y'all are in tonight for Loud and Local is to promote a really cool event that's taking place this coming Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. This Friday, May 30th, at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. For those that have never been, great, great establishment. It's right on California, down from the junction. But this is for the video release for Der Hexenhammer.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And there's been a whole bunch of mystery, at least to me. I'm used to knowing everything about everything that's happening with you guys, but there's a little bit of mystery here. I know a number of months back, Misha, you had told me about this wild, wild video concept and how it was coming together. And I want to have you share as much as you can about this video without giving everything away. But
we're as much as she's willing to.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. That Misha, you got to negotiate with her a little bit.
You can try.
Exactly. It's a roll of the dice, isn't it? But I want to get into this video because it really is. It's so you guys, what I know about it. I haven't seen it, Loud and Local fans, rockaholics listening at home. I have not seen the video yet, and it's killing me. But I think I can better be a show hostess if I haven't seen it yet, because then otherwise I'll just say everything that happened, and then I'll be in trouble. And you don't want to be the one in trouble around here.
No, you don't.
But it's a special event. You're going to show the full-length video.
Indeed.
Which is kind of like a movie, almost.
It is kind of like a movie. It's kind of a serious production that happened with this thing. We were out on the coast, near the coast anyway, on a ranch with a bunch of horses in the middle of a crazy rainstorm. I don't know if anybody remembers that insane torrential rainstorm that happened out toward the coast last September. It was just record rainfall and just completely insane. We shot this video out there in the woods in the middle of that rainstorm for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to get to more details about this special event happening Friday night at the Feedback Lounge. And what's great about this is that it's absolutely free. It's 21 and over, but it's a free event.
Yes.
As long as my notes are correct.
No, it's free. We want everybody to come out and celebrate us that has been part of the Witchburn family, part of the burn victims, our friends, family. We want this accessible to... Because it's a celebration of the accomplishments and where we are today, and just that anybody and everyone can come. And, you know, even if you saw us once and you loved what you saw, or if you felt connected to the music, come out and be a part of this awesome event. And
even if you only liked one song, it was probably this one. So come check out the video.
I like the sell on that.
As long as you're 21 or older with valid ID.
Perfect, perfect. The website is witchburnrocks.com. You can also find Witchburn on Facebook and on Twitter. In fact, if you just go to the KISW Facebook page, you can link up and find out more about the event right now, this very moment. But let's go ahead and play some music from the album Bathed in Blood. The song we're going to kick off tonight is called One and the Same.
Yes.
Loud and local. And so it begins. 99.9 KISW. Here's Witchburn. We'll be right back. 99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. That would be Witchburn from the album Bathed in Blood with the song One and the Same. I'm joined by Dana on drums, Jamie on vocals, and Misha on guitar from Witchburn. The album is titled Bathed in Blood. The very special video premiere for Der Hexenhammer is going to be this coming Friday night, the 30th, at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. It's a free event to those that are 21 and over with a valid ID. Valid ID.
It's very important.
It is important.
Or your passport.
Your passport. Yep.
Or
your passport. That is valid identification right there. It counts.
I may know a few door guys. It's like the different the different ways you can use to get in. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going to... I know there's, according to the really cool poster that's out there, it says video premiere for Der Hexenhammer from the new album Bathed in Blood with a special... live performance and a Sabbath Ozzy Dio acoustic tribute. So, what can you share about this? I mean, I obviously know what the Sabbath Ozzy Dio sonic world means to you, Misha, and what it means to you guys as a band. But what all is this going to include on Friday night?
I've been referring to it as the Smack Dabbeth.
Smack Dabbeth
ensemble project. Or maybe I should call it the Smack Dabbleth. I don't know. But
so what is that going to be? You guys tackling some of your favorites? Do you have any friends, or is it all top secret and I should stop asking?
Well, we can let the cat out of the bag. I think.
I agree.
I think this would be a nice place to do so.
You can be the first to know, JoJo.
Thank you.
Yes. Since this is all on delay, technically you will be the first to hear it, like, just moments before everybody else who's listening. But we have been working on a bunch of really cool music with a bunch of really cool people, and we're extremely excited. Aside from Witchburn performing a bunch of acoustic stuff, we're sort of been working on reinventing a bunch of tracks from our records into, you know, acoustic jams and doing a little bit more with piano and violin on those. So we're going to do a Witchburn set like that. And then we're going to be joined by a bunch of our friends from bands like Dio Rising and Super Naughty and other Sabbath tribute bands that have been around for a little bit, and going to be doing some Rainbow, some Dio, some Black Sabbath from the Ozzy years, Black Sabbath from the Dio years, and some solo Ozzy stuff as well. It's going to be a couple of piano players and an upright bass player and an acoustic bass player,
violin,
and a violinist.
A really special event,
acoustic guitars and
yes.
Multiple vocalists with multiple vocal harmonies going on. And
percussionists, too.
Oh yeah, percussionists. Yeah.
Leave it to the drummer to bring up the percussion. Yeah. Like, no,
there will be drums. And there will also be lots of percussion.
That is so
cool. There are multiple
cool.
percussion options available.
Yeah, it's going to be just like Dio and Ozzy, just some good Sabbathy Dio Rainbow music in a whole different setting and interpretation, but still true to the heart and soul of what the songs are.
Smack dabbling.
But just, you know, a little unplugged, a little more on the acoustic side of things.
It sounds very mysterious, like the lighting's going to be really good, and
well,
it's going to
be like,
a little dim, and there's going
to
be
we're hoping to get our hands on some
yes.
candelabras. If anybody out there's got some big candelabras, we'd like
reach,
to put them
reach out
stage.
To the Witchburn
yeah,
Facebook page.
Exactly, right?
Facebook page.
Yeah, let us know, because yeah, that is definitely the kind of mood. I mean, we've really spent some time hanging out with these amazing, amazing musicians, the guitar players from Rising, which it's now technically called, who used to be referred to as Stand Up and Shout.
Yeah.
Great, great Dio tribute. And we've just taken a lot of time to really look at all the musical aspects of these songs from in a different perspective, you know, and really break it down and bring out a lot of the lush, beautiful stuff in these songs that you don't hear very much. I mean, people don't usually tend to think acoustic when they go to cover a Sabbath song or a Rainbow song or Dio for that matter. You know, you hear, you know, many, many bands paying tribute to to these heroes, as they should, right? But everybody wants to play the heavy riffs, and yeah. as they should. They're great riffs, don't get me wrong. But there is so much more to this music that doesn't always have a light shone on it.
Yeah, it doesn't get to shine very often.
So, yeah, we're really delving in deeper to all of those kinds of aspects of the music and just bringing out all the prettiest of the pretty in it.
It is one of those things that you can take a song that you've heard thousands of times, and then you can be in a certain mood, and one little part, like suddenly you'll hear where there was some strings added to the song that you never noticed before. These special things that are part of the great sum of the beauty of the song, but you want to elevate that and have people notice that.
I
dig your vision, Witchburn.
Exactly.
I dig it. All right, more with Dana, Jamie, and Misha of Witchburn coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local, a special Memorial Day weekend edition. Your 90-something Memorial Day weekend will be resuming after Loud and Local is finished. My special guest tonight, I'm joined by Dana on drums, Jamie on vocals, Misha on guitar from Witchburn, and of course, a big hello to everybody's favorite bass player, JC, who couldn't be here tonight.
Hello.
Oh, you guys, you got a special event happening on Friday night, and I love it when bands take the time. And not everybody does. You know, bands are gifted in different areas, but I really appreciate it when bands take the incentive to create special events, unique events. I can rattle off a number of local bands throughout the years that have each, like, had their own special shows that they've done once a year or something like that, that just has a different take on the normal rock show. And you guys have something planned this Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. It is the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer from the album Bathed in Blood. And by the way, if you're staying up late and enjoying Loud and Local, maybe for the first time because you don't have to work tomorrow, welcome! But know this, if you dig what you hear from Witchburn, you can go to witchburn.bigcartel.com to buy the album Bathed in Blood. It's a really, really solid album, and you're supporting hardworking musicians that need the money as well. I always like to throw that one in there. But it's the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer, and then there's a special live performance and a Sabbath Ozzy Dio acoustic tribute. It sounds moody. It sounds sexy. It sounds mysterious. It sounds like the way Ronnie James Dio would come to you in a dream.
Yes.
That's the way I'm selling it. I like that.
I like it.
One of my favorite songs from Bathed in Blood is a song called Shuffle Up and Deal. Because we have those times in life.
Yes.
I don't know if I can say blank up or shut up. I think I can, but I'm not going to spend a bunch of time dwelling on that. But it has that same idea to me. When you hear the song now, do you think of it in the same way that you did when you wrote the song? Because you know how sometimes songs will change for you a little bit?
Yeah.
Is it the same or is it different?
Well, they do change, but this one for me is really kind of a personal sort of a subject matter anyway, but it definitely hasn't changed meaning for me. Whenever I hear it's still pretty emotionally heavy, you know, but it's still on a daily basis. It's kind of a note I wrote to myself as a reminder to, you know, just buck up and go.
Get it done. Do it. Do it.
It just has a very strong theme that no matter where we are in our lives, that when this song is played, whether it's on the CD or whether we play it, that theme just carries very heavily underneath of it. It's just something that I don't think will ever change.
That's so cool. Well, and it's something that for those of us that are music lovers and rock lovers and fans of Witchburn, to have those sonic reminders of it's on you. You do it. You make this happen. You know, whether it's big, whether it's having the energy to get out of bed when life's been tough of a morning, to rise to the occasion, to really reach for your goals. It's good to have those reminders. And this is your sonic reminder of that. It is Witchburn. The song is called Shuffle Up and Deal. We'll be right back.
listening to Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Warning to the week. That is Witchburn, 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. I'm joined by Misha, Jamie, and Dana of Witchburn. Hello, my friend.
Hello.
Hello to JC, who is on bass and couldn't make it to hang with us tonight. A very special event happening this coming Friday night, May 30th, at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. Witchburn's video release for Der Hexenhammer from the album Bathed in Blood, and there's going to be a special live performance and a special Sabbath Ozzy Dio acoustic tribute. It is free to get in, but it is 21 and over. Have that valid idea. Really special event planned, and you can find out more by going to Witchburn's Facebook page, and if you just go to KISW on Facebook, I have it linked right there where you can click, give a like, and, you know, follow what's going on in the exciting world of Witchburn. There's some new developments. Dana, you were telling me a little something about a new website that's launching.
Yeah, in addition to the video premiering at the end of the week, we're also unveiling our new website the same day. And,
which is www.witchburnrocks.com.
Witchburnrocks.com.
Yeah, don't forget the three W's.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That stands
yeah.
for a World Wide Web.
How perfect during our 90-something weekend here. Jamie, you do know at this point on the old computer that you no longer have to type in www.
Yeah, well, I have a Mac, so I just type in Witchburn and it comes right out.
I just found that out about a year ago, which is why I crack up.
Pretty much on anywhere now. It is 90-something weekend, though, yeah.
Except my mom's computer. I'm pretty sure you still, it's like.
No way.
Yeah, it's like HTTP double, like, colon, forward slash, www, like, full on.
It doesn't know that any of that should be there already? Yeah. Really? Nothing?
Wow. It's an old computer.
But a brand new Witchburn website will be premiering, coinciding with this special video event for Der Hexenhammer. And I was looking on your Facebook page earlier tonight, and it looks like a tour is happening, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we got a couple of local dates, Northwest local dates in the middle of June, and then at the end of the month, we're going out for a week and a half, sort of a Northwest flavored bill. We're going out with Wild Throne from Bellingham and Ape Machine from Portland.
And what was Wild Throne?
Used to be called Dog Shredder.
Thank you. But, that was $1 million question right there.
But they got their record deal and had to change their name for some reason, although Wild Throne sounds much more metal than Dog Shredder. And
those are both pretty metal.
Those are pretty rad names, nonetheless.
Maybe they should call themselves Wild Shredder or Wild. Dog Throne.
Dog Throne.
I think that ship has sailed.
Fire
Hydrant.
Yeah.
But in any case,
they're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. And so we're going to sort of take the metal from the three cities in the Northwest and go around the extended Northwest of the country. We're going as far south as Colorado Springs and covering markets like Denver and Salt Lake and Boise and Missoula and...
That's cool.
It's a quick run, but we'll get to hit some places we haven't been since we were out with Crowbar and Prong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dio Disciples didn't go there.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Quick run. But Ape Machine. We're playing with Ape Machine every night on this tour, and they're out of Portland. If you don't know about Ape Machine, A-P-E, ape like a giant monkey, gorilla kind of a thing. Ape? Yeah. Ape Machine. They're awesome. They're amazing. We played with them in Portland a while ago, and they did a Judas Priest cover of Victim of Changes.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Blew your mind.
Oh, my God. This vocalist, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe what he pulled off that night.
You heard it here first.
I'm serious.
Loud Local fans, Misha's laying down the message right now. I'm joined by Misha, Jamie, and Dana of Witchburn once again this coming Friday night, May 30th at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. It is the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer from the album Bathed in Blood, which you can buy right now because you should treat yourself. It's a three-day weekend. Go to witchburn.bigcartel.com to buy the album Bathed in Blood. But Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle is the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer, and then a special live performance and a live Sabbath Ozzy Dio acoustic tribute performance. It sounds mysterious and magical.
It's magical.
I love it. More with which we're coming up next as Loud and Local continues. Stand by. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local, your 90-something Memorial Day weekend. We'll be resuming when Loud and Local is finished, but Loud and Local doesn't care what's happening on the weekend because Loud and Local happens regardless.
That's right.
My special guests and friends tonight for Loud and Local, I'm joined by Misha, Jamie, and Dana of Witchburn. A big hello to JC, who couldn't join us tonight. The new album is titled Bathed in Blood. If you dig what you hear right now, go to witchburn.bigcartel.com so you can buy the album and support the cause. You can also check out the brand new Witchburn website when it premieres on Friday, witchburnrocks.com. And then you can link up to Witchburn's Facebook page by just clicking on the KISW Facebook page. And I've shared a show picture for the special event that's happening on Friday there. So you can give a click and give a like. And you can also follow Witchburn on Twitter as well. I want to make sure everybody gets down with the social media because that's what
and Instagram.
Oh, you guys are on Dorkstagram now?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. What are you, just Witchburn Rocks on that?
Witchburn Rocks.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a brand new thing.
I'm writing it down. Right, I'm making my own notes here.
We're stepping out of the 90s.
I love that.
No
though.
More WWW here.
It's killing, except for me.
It's killing Jamie over there.
I will remain the trifecta over here. All
the trifecta of W's?
We'll just start calling you Triple Dub.
Triple Dub. I do love it when bands are getting on the Instagram bandwagon, just because if you're a fan of a band's music, you're always fascinated by the inner workings of the band. And like, even if it's like, there's a band somewhere in San Diego and they're all eating burritos. Oh my gosh, I've been there or whatnot. Like, I just love the behind the scenes stuff. It's the same way when you think about albums when we were kids, it was like you wanted to look at all the pictures. And then when they would have like the picture collages in certain albums, it was, you just wanted to see everything.
Where people are flying over.
And then you'd get a record with no pictures and you'd be bummed.
Right?
Be like, what?
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, and then like when the lyrics wouldn't be included, I would always get bummed because I'm like, I'll never get it right. Yeah. There's so many songs I'm still now, years and years later, still getting the words wrong.
Yeah, you're like, he doesn't say, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
What?
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Oh,
the sky.
That's I didn't know.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
Joined by Misha, Jamie, and Dana of Witchburn, a very special event happening on Friday at the Feedback Lounge. It is the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer from the album Bathed in Blood. Now, because I'm friends with y'all and I love you to bits, I've been hearing about the workings of this video and when you guys shot it and Misha, what you shared with me, the images that my mind conjured up, were that of a couple of different scenes from Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, just as far as like people battling in this downpour. Who did you work with, and tell me the plot or the premise or what's involved with the video? Because that's what I conjured up on my own, was just horses and knights and gear and pretty much like the end of the world happening as far as the weather.
It's kind of the beginning of the end.
Oh.
And there is, yes, much battling in the downpour. We were actually really, really lucky to have gotten to work with the Seattle Knights. My cousin Lori LeSabre Grell, who is married to Mike Grell, the DC comic artist guy who created Green Arrow and Longbow Hunters, they had an amazing, amazing ranch out in like Montesano area. And they have a whole bunch of awesome horses, beautiful Frisian horses. And Lori is also a member of the Seattle Knights, and they do like choreographed
festival, choreographed like the epic battles, you know.
Yeah. Choreographed battle scenes with horses and shields and swords and jousting
and full armor.
Full armor and gear. So
full armor on the horses, and
so we were really, really lucky to have her getting excited and assembling the team and bringing the Seattle Knights out into the woods with us. And Jeff Farrell, who directed the video, he also directed a video for Zero Down, the song Battle at the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah!
That's how we met. They asked me to be in that video And I worked with Jeff on that and noticed that he was just really talented and awesome and amazing at getting exactly what he wanted to get to make a video incredible. So that's how we met and decided he would be the guy to try and work with on this. He also directed a full-length film called Ghost Light, which is pretty awesome, kind of vintage horror era film.
Yeah, very Vincent Price, kind of Alfred Hitchcocky.
Yeah.
Cool, dark, black and white.
Yeah, yeah, Ghost Light. So yeah, Jeff Farrell and my awesome cousins Lori and Mike, we went out to the ranch, all of us together, and brought the knights out and jumped on a bunch of horses out in the rain and did some witch hunting.
Oh my God, Dana, how was the experience for you?
Oh, it was awesome. It was one of those where you couldn't have asked for more torrential weather than what we went through when we filmed this, but it actually translated really well in the film. Even though we all probably went through two pairs of shoes with all the mud and other things. But it was funny because he got this really high-end camera and there was people following him around with like umbrellas over the camera the whole time.
But, Protect the camera at all costs.
I mean, the weather looks like something that you would have spent millions of dollars in Hollywood to try to recreate the look of something like that. So it was just one of those things where
it fit
the mood perfect, because it's not like you want to have this, you know, this dark battle and you know, the sunshine
and the birds are tweeting.
Mother Nature in the Pacific Northwest came through for it. Yeah, because when Misha was telling me about the knights and the armor and the horses and this massive downpour, I'm like, this sounds awesome.
Well, the two things about it that hit me the best is, like, when we're talking about all this, it's not like someone went down to the costume shop. Like, all this stuff is authentic. Like, if Hollywood was going to do a movie and go medieval, it was totally, this is how it's going to look. And same thing. It's just like the rain's coming down. You can see the slivers of the rain. You see the horses and you see the steam coming out of their noses as they're breathing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's rich and the colors are rich and the cameraman... Dominic, that he got to run the camera, you know.
Incredibly talented guy, Dominic.
A great, great compilation of artists that really pulled together to help us out. I mean, there's no way we could have done it without all of these people, because they just really donated their time and their love and their talents to help us capture the story.
They really put their hearts into it, and you can tell.
Well, and everybody coming together from your cousin to the Knights of Seattle to the videographer to the equipment to Mother Nature.
She did her part.
Being brutal.
And Ramona Freeborn
and Trim.
Trin, they're both awesome. You'll be pretty stoked when you see what these ladies
can do. I can't wait to see it.
The common theme is just passion. Everyone was passionate, like, and it comes through. Like, everyone, you know, whether it was passionate about the role in the video, passionate about producing the video, passionate about writing the video. I mean, everything was just passionate, which is a lot of what this band is about.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's like, obviously we're biased, but for a first video for a local band, damn proud of it. I mean, it doesn't look like, hey, this is our first video. You know, we filmed it in the garage. Here
well, I mean,
you go.
We can, you know, I've seen some really awesome videos that were filmed in a garage, you know, from good local bands that are good friends that are really talented, awesome garage filmed videos. It's just, I can't help but be stoked that Mother Nature showed up. Trin Miller and Ramona Freeborn, really amazing, talented actresses that were totally into doing this and looked amazing doing it, you know. And everybody else who just put their heart and soul into the whole project. You know.
Well, it kind of goes back to the song Shuffle Up and Deal a little bit, you know, that this is your shot. You have to make everything count. If you guys are going to do a video and you want it to really speak to the song, go as hard as you can.
Yeah.
You know, why feel like you have to do something at a certain level? You know, really reach for your passions and your desires and what you want creatively.
Yeah, we wanted it to really just express the song and portray it, you know, and how we saw it in our minds, you know. And
We went for it, man. Yeah, can't help but be proud of it.
Right on. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local, joined by Misha, Jamie, and Dana of Witchburn. Once again, the video premiere for the song that I'm about to play for you, Der Hexenhammer, is going to happen this Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. It's free. It's 21 and over. So now, knowing what you have heard about the video, I want you to listen to the song and conjure up some images in your mind. More with Witchburn coming up next. It is Loud and Local. This is Der Hexenhammer.
Blood.
Very nice. 99.9 KISW. It is loud and local. That is Witchburn with the song Der Hexenhammer. You could see the very special event, the video premiere for Der Hexenhammer this coming Friday night, May 30th, at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. It is an event. It is a magical event.
It's magical.
In addition to the showing of the video, there will also be a special live performance and a Sabbath Ozzy Dio acoustic performance. If you're a fan of Witchburn, if you're looking to check out something new and really cool and people that really, really love their influences and are going above and beyond to really get creative with it and give you a treat for your eyes and your ears, this is definitely going to be your event Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle. Hello to Jeff Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilby.
We love Jeff Gilbert. One of the coolest compliments I got a couple weeks ago, and it may have been from somebody who was blackout drunk. I don't know. But they called me a female Jeff Gilbert, and I'm like, I will take that. Because
that's awesome.
That man has been waving the rock flag for decades now.
Love and, that, dude.
And definitely in times when it was really needed. You know
right.
What I
mean? Well, what about 90-something weekend going on right now when he was on the lame list on Almost Live all the time with Kim Thale back in the day?
Certainly, most
wearing the same leather jacket that he still
that
wears
he still,
all the time,
and he looks identical.
Yeah.
His hair is just as long and just as blonde.
Writing for the Rocket back in the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's written for everybody. Well, thanks, Jeff, for having
we love you.
Us
you
at the
fans
feedback.
Over here.
Let us have our party at your place. We're stoked.
Excellent. I'm joined by Dana, Jamie, and Misha of Witchburn. The album is called Bathed in Blood. It's available now. If you dug what you have heard tonight, go to witchburn.bigcartel.com. And keep in mind, Big Cartel is one word, and that is one way you can buy the album. But that way, you can get the artwork, you can get the lyrics, you can get all the goods, and find out even more about Witchburn. Once again, the very special event. The video showing for Der Hexenhammer, which sounds like a major motion picture with everything that is involved. It's going to be this Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle, and I cannot suggest you go check it out enough, and you're going to have to go check it out for me because I'm work is always in the way for me. Is there anybody? So I want to get to my silly movie question that I was like asking. Did you guys think about that? Misha did not, but it's okay because you're gonna pull something out of your rear. I know you can. If you can,
rainbows and sunshine. That's what always happens.
Unicorns.
Glitter.
Dana, we're gonna start with you because I know you've been thinking about it all hour. If you could take any Witchburn song and put it in any TV show or movie, what would it be?
I would take a combination, hit both their albums. I would take Blood Soaked Banner off of This Is How We Slay Our Demons, and I would take Warning to the Weak off of Bathed in Blood.
Okay.
And I would put them in a ancient battle type movie, circa like 300 or King Arthur or Troy, and it would be something as a precursor and the initial thrust of a major battle scene.
Ooh. Way to work the word thrust in there, too, Dana. That was really good. Sorry, kids. I'm getting a little pervy over here. That's cool. I like
extra
that.
Extra points for working in the word thrust.
For those of you playing the drinking game at home, Jamie, how about you, babe?
I'm going to have to go with Der Hexenhammer, and I would love to throw it into a Game of Thrones episode.
Right.
Throw it or thrust it?
Thrust it! Take a shot, Rockaholics, yes. Loud local supporters. Take a shot.
Every time
right
Dana
now.
Makes himself laugh like that, I take it. I take an extra shot every time he does that.
That's good. That's good.
Because it's just like Dana said, though, it's just very
primal.
Battle, primal, heavy.
Thrust.
Which reminds me of something like Battle Royale, you know, which I would probably, I would probably take Warning to the Weak just because Der Hexenhammer has already had a really awesome visual put to it that I'm pretty stoked on. I don't think I want to mess with that anymore, but in my mind at this point, I'm thinking of the blood spatter and the awesomeness of, you know, maybe like Kill Bill, the scenes
Ooh.
Where there's just heads are flying and blood
Ooh.
Is spraying in a fine mist. You
I'm
know what
I'm so saying? Inspired to go
like
home
that.
And murder.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Me too. I mean, that's what... That's what we've all wanted to do since middle school, isn't it?
Isn't that how we got involved with rock and roll, to find a healthy way to keep us from doing bad, bad things?
But in rock and roll, it's not called murder. It's called slaying.
Indeed.
It's called art, dude. Right? Oh, we're supposed to blame Judas Priest.
Exactly.
Right?
More like thank them.
Exactly.
Witchburn, once again, you can find them on Facebook. The website, witchburnrocks.com, is going to be relaunching a brand new site, I believe, on Friday. The video showing of Der Hexenhammer is a free event this Friday night at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle.
We're going to show it three times throughout
three
the night.
Times.
We're going to show the video, and then Witchburn's going to give you some acoustic, pleasurable, sweet, songs, and then we're going to show the video again, and then we're going to hook up with our friends from the Dio Tribute Rising, their singer Chad McMurray, guitar players Mark Xavier and Alan Nesbitt, and Jonathan on keyboards and pianos, and their drummer Mike Robson, and then Dana is also going to play some drums and some percussion, as well as Johnny from Basement Sessions, and
Johnny
and Dino's Earthworm, as well as Candy Coated, which she was in with Jack and Dino as well. Robin Noto from Super Naughty and Off the Rails, both are Sabbath tribute bands, and she's going to be doing some vocals and some harmonies and lots of amazing, beautiful piano playing as well. So we're gonna get on there with them and hopefully light up some candelabras. If anybody's got some candelabras.
Yeah, if you're listening and you have candelabras.
Attention burn victims. We need
exactly.
Candelabras.
Exactly. Exactly.
And everything that we do comes back to the burn victims in it. They help us with everything. And Lori Anderson, the fairy rock mother as well. She's amazing.
Woman. You guys, it's always a pleasure. It's always like family. You know, it's one of the reasons that I love doing Loud and Local, is being able to have my great friends in, because all of my friends are musicians or bartenders.
Yeah.
That is my life. Thank you so much, you guys. It's been a pleasure, and just thank you everyone for listening. That is it for Loud and Local. Any parting words?
Thank
love
you, Jolene.
How about thank you, Jolene?
You want to know what my parting word is?
Yeah.
Thrust!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.